On this side of the tape, I will try to continue to mention a few other stories. I'm not going to tell full story this time. I will just say the name of the story and try to elaborate them or summarize them and try to relate or pinpoint the main subject, if I can. This story is is more like fiction. I think it's a fiction story. I don't think it's a true story. I think it has to do with the frustration of the of a single mother. Her fantasy. I guess now we are going into the area of fiction with fiction, also with fantasy. This has to do with the woman. The story is that the woman was alone with the sons, her grown-up sons. There were about three of them. I'm going to tell you this one very quickly. A lady, an elder lady, maybe 45 or so. Her sons are fully grown, but the youngest son may be about 15. And they live in the wilderness by themselves, meeting some other people once in a while. But the sons were not yet fully independent. And she was still guiding them. But they were grown to be a man, and also near to the independent state of development. And she knows that soon that they will be leaving her, and as any female, any woman, once they have married and experienced the nature of love and physical fulfillment, I guess she was frustrated and had constantly the fantasy. And someday her fantasy became reality, at least in this story. She had dreamt that someday he would again live with the man, but not an ordinary man, but to satisfy her physical or sexual needs, which is indicated in the story. He told his sons, do not be afraid, because every day activity as hunters. So she told her sons, do not worry if you hear somebody calling you as you travel in the days, in your day's work or things like that, because that will be my next husband. Do not worry about it. Just let me know. And it so happened, these young boys didn't understand what she meant, but they're aware of it. They knew that their father had passed away a long time ago, and they know their mother's loneliness and all that, and they sympathize with her, and they truly wish that she would find somebody to live with as a husband.